streaming, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends, and happy Memorial Day, everybody. It's been a week since I spoke to y'all last. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Remember, don't drink and drive. Don't fuck it up. Like I always say to you all, if you drink while you're at the party, park your car and drive yourself into the bed of the house you're staying in, because I don't want to be celebrating your memorial. I love y'all too much, my listeners out there. Tamara is away. She is away at, are you ready for what she's away for? She's away for a silent retreat. So I love my Tamara, but girl, she's getting a little unprofessional. Did I just spill her shit on the air? How you doing? Anyway, so everyone, welcome. Memorial Day is here. I am your host, Max Succi. You know, tonight we've got an amazing guest. We've got our psychic to the stars, Maria Papapetro. She's in the studio. She's going to play my co-host. And not only is she going to play my co-host, but she's also going to give you your reading. Now, here's the rules to the show tonight, because we get callers who call in all the time and they have like 20 questions for Maria. That's called a psychic reading. And if you'd like to have a psychic reading, Maria's going to be in Connecticut in Greenwich. The dates are June 4th, 5th, and 6th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Greenwich, Connecticut. Go to mariapapapetros.com. That's her website. Or you can find her on LA Talk Radio, my page here, and go right over to her site there. Nonetheless, call with one specific question. The reason it's specific is because, you know what? As much as I want to know all about you, we don't have the time. And don't call in and say, who should I date? Because you know what? Who should you date is who you should ask yourself who you're going to date. And what you want to know what your job is going to be like? Well, I think that you need to search for yourself. Call with a specific question. You know the rules. I got to keep them real. My studio door is opening and closing because we got people coming in and out of the room tonight. It's fun. Friends are in the house. I'm live at Candlewood Lake. It's Sunday night, and this is Max and Friends. Now, everyone, I've got to tell you about some cool things. One, go to flycast.fm, because what you could do there is you can download an app for your iPhone or your BlackBerry, and you could hear the show right on your phone, on your iPhone. Pretty cool. Also, you could use your iTouch, and your iTouch, you could stream live the show and plug in your little earphones or whatever we call them these days and enjoy Max and Friends archives and every show on LA Talk Radio. A couple other things I need to let you know about. Candlewood Lake is a very cool place. It's very reminiscent of the days of key parties, except we're not drinking and driving tonight, so we're just sleeping over. You remember that movie Ice Storm? It was really good with Sigourney Weaver. Well, they used to throw their keys in the bowls, and whoever they picked out, that's what they went home with. It's kind of like that here tonight, but we got laughter in the studio because that's how we roll here. It's kind of like that tonight. Nonetheless, my friends, always have a good time, always be safe, and always remember you've got one life, don't fuck it up. And that's the laughter that we got right now. Do you like that advice, Maria?
Yeah. Good advice.
Well, I've got to tell you that not only is Candlewood Lake a great place to visit, but there's a great chemistry to it, Maria, and I hope you come up to Candlewood Lake soon when you're in Connecticut.
Okay.
But how was your week, Maria?
My week was amazing, and let me tell you what I did today, which was fantastic. I stayed home. I'm in Battery Park and, you know, River Terrace, and I see New Jersey from where I'm at, the boats underneath. And I had my window open, and the kids, I listened to the city. I tuned in to the city. I got the vibe of the city. I felt like a queen. Like, I mean, I don't know, like a goddess up on Mount Olympus or something, because I'm up high, but low enough, or eighth floor, to hear the kids playing in the park. There's a plane that was flying over, and the boats, the sound of the city makes such an amazing music. If we will only listen instead of trying to tune it out, take it in.
Take it in. Well, you know what, Maria?
Get involved with the city. Get the vibe of the city.
Not only your city, but there's like, you know, right now we're up here in Candlewood Lake. We went to all the surrounding little towns.
Whatever your city is.
Exactly. And there's so much to discover right in your backyard. So people, speaking
exactly.
of backyard, since we're in Connecticut, There's a new restaurant, not new, but it's on Summer Street. It's called Ferranti's. So I suggest you check it out. Go see Vern. And who else is there? Vern is in the studio with us now. Who's at the front door? Lenny. Say hi to Lenny. Tell me you heard him on Max and Friends. And they'll treat you right. Marie, we're going to go there for dinner. How does that sound?
That's wonderful.
Well, you're psychic. You tell me, are we going to go there for dinner?
I accept. I'm not playing psychic with you, dear. You said I'm your co-host tonight.
You are
so
my
I'm not
co-host.
Playing psychic with you.
Now,
we save it for our friends.
That's right. We're going to save it for our friends. So what we're going to do, everyone, we're going to open up the lines, Ronan. So if you want to call in and you want your psychic question, not reading, but one question answered, then dial 323-203-0815. That's the number to the studio. That's the number that's going to put you on the switchboard, okay? So, yeah, that's what's up, people. How you doing?
What I'd like to say, Max, you keep telling our friends that, oh, call with a particular question, specific, but you tell them what not to do, and you don't tell them what to do. You did not give them an example.
Well, you know, I sent
people,
out a
I
big
sense, they're getting confused. Can I give them an example?
Okay.
What it
give
means
an example. Because you know what? Real quick, we've got a caller. So let's take this caller right now on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. Caller, you're live in the air, and we're going to give you an example of how you're going to speak.
Hey.
Hello. Who's this?
Hi, Maria. It's Nikki. How are you?
Who is it? Oh, Nikki. Hi, Nikki. I hope to get to see you in person.
I want to. I'm going to be here when you're here. So, yes, I will definitely be seeing
That's
you.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. So, caller, do you have a question? You know, it's amazing. When I first, this is the first time that I did the show, you were able to get in as the first person who called. And nobody could understand how you did it. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And it's interesting tonight that I'm playing Max's co-hostess. You got in first again.
I must need your advice.
I mean, I told you you're psychic. I mean, but hey, that's really hey. Something.
Okay, so, Nikki, so what is your question? Yeah.
So here's my question. It's the same as everything. You update me my little statuses with my love life, and you do a really good job. You know,
Wait, because there's static on the phone, so I cannot hear you well. What did you say about your love life?
Where is my love life at? Once again.
Nikki, you know better than ask questions, but they're not specific. Because what is my love life is going to take a whole session, which I don't want to do on the phone. Now, if you have a it's a question like, am I going to get married, divorced? Am I going to, I'm going to break up? I'm going to go away, elope with somebody? That's specific. What about my love life? It's not specific.
It's not specific. How about, am I going to get married anytime soon?
Yes, you're going to get married not anytime soon. Those are two questions at the same time. Not anytime soon. You will get married after you meet a couple of more men because I feel that, there are more than one man around, and that doesn't. I mean, I know you have. I feel you have someone in mind already. But you got to be patient, patient, patient. I think you have a problem with patience. Do you recognize that?
Thank you for reaffirming that. Yes.
Yes, but right now things are not working out as you think with your love life, because your business needs you right now.
Right.
I feel something new you're getting into. I kind of know you're into something new. And I don't know if it's this one you're doing, you started something else, but your business needs you very much. Your energy should be in creating your work.
Right, right.
And let the other things come by themselves.
That is absolutely on point. Thank you.
You know, and Nikki, what it is that we wanted to tell our listeners is to ask a specific question, and I hope that they didn't, using you as an example,
don't,
I hope
don't
that they got
the message.
Now, the thing is, if they notice, then you can, if they notice, is once I answer, you ask a specific question, then I can tell you five more things if they come in.
Thank
you.
You
know what I mean, exactly.
Thank you for saying that.
But
absolutely.
It's general, exactly. So the
I'm
next
your warm-up. I'm your warm-up.
Okay, Nikki, that's enough. We'll give you enough time. Max, what are you doing? You have to cut this call.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Great. But you know what, Maria? Nikki brought up a perfect point. People, when you're going to ask the question, Maria, take the mic and let them know what they have to ask.
Say that again.
We have another caller. So, caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Michelle, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Michelle. Can you do me a quick favor? Michelle, can you just lower your radio in the background because we
can
hear it?
I'm going to shut it off. I'm going to shut it off.
Great.
How are you?
Good, Michelle. How are you?
Okay, who are you asking? I don't know. So, Michelle, what can I do for you?
Okay, well, I'm hoping, because when Marie said that we were going to be confused about how to answer the question, she was right, and I'm sitting here rewriting my question.
Okay, I'm Maria. Tell me the question, and I will tell you.
Hi, Maria. It's either when or where, but I want to know when or where.
Where is another question.
Okay, when will I meet someone that I'll have a serious relationship with?
The first question should be, am I ever going to meet someone that I'm going to have a relationship with?
That's a better one.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because you assume that you will. You're going to meet someone when you change your attitude about men, Michelle. Men are nice guys. Okay? When you change your opinion about men, then you're going to meet a great one, because I feel that there is a little bit of attitude with you about men. Is that possible?
Yeah, it is possible.
Okay, I understand you. You're entitled to it. Enough now.
Okay.
If you change a little bit, assume responsibility of what happened in the past. The guy was not dancing tango by himself. You were there too. And let go, forgive. Within the next 3 months, you're going to have the dream man and somebody I'm getting with an M initial. First, middle, or last name.
Okay. M initial, first, middle, or last. Okay.
Yeah.
It's someone I know or don't know.
I don't know. It could be, but if you know him now, there is no relationship.
Oh, that's right. Okay. That's interesting.
Okay?
Great.
Yes, Maria. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle, for calling. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. The rest of it. Enjoy your weekend. Great. Look at Maria on a roll. Maria Papapetros in the studio of Max and Friends. How you doing, Maria?
I'm doing very, very, very well. Always fun working with you. Very well, actually. I'm very relaxed. I had I'm happy to be in the city, to be having fun, looking for my apartment.
You're coming up to Greenwich, Connecticut next weekend.
Yes, I am, because I love my friends, because I have a lot of friends there too.
Where will you be?
Well, I'm going to be at the Homestead.
The Homestead Inn in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Greenwich, Connecticut, that place that is fantabulous with the most amazing food on earth. And as long as I'm there, of course, I'm going to work. Because besides friends, I have a lot of clients.
Great.
And I want to get to see more of Connecticut
than I have. I'm going to show you.
Okay,
and you know what?
Remember, you said that in front of everybody.
I will promise to show you. But you know what I'm also going to promise? To say happy birthday to my dear friend Filippo Ricci. Today is his birthday. I'm sure he's in somewhere exquisite. Now, Filippo Ricci has a beautiful clothing line, Maria, that his family owns. And Stefano Ricci is his father. And they have from Florence, Italy, beautiful clothes. Stefano Ricci.
Oh, wow.
Neiman Marcus. Check out StefanoRicci.com. Also, tomorrow's my friend Nick Scotty's birthday, Max Raccone, David Alexander.
Did you say Nick Scotty?
Pardon?
Did you say Nick Scotty's birthday?
Yes.
Do you know Nick?
I know Nick. Tomorrow's his birthday.
I'm glad you told me. I know him too.
Well, let's take another caller. So call your live on Max and Friends. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is your buddy Malik So Chic.
Malik So Chic, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
I am great. Maria, we've got a great caller on. He's been a guest on our show before. Malik So Chic is the star of the show called...
Called what?
High Society.
High Society. Malik is on a show on the WB called High Society. Forgetting the show, Malik is the ultimate in event planning and parties. Let me stop talking so you can get in, Malik. But I just, you know, I think you're so cool. And you do that new party with Amanda Lepore on Wednesday nights. What, right, Wednesdays, right?
I don't understand. Are you telling me that the Malik is an actor?
No, Malik is a bunch of things. But hold on real quick, Maria. Malik, when is your party?
It's on Wednesday at Carnival in Union Square, at like right above Baltimore Lanes, 110 University Place. It's
fantastic.
Fun.
Plug it away. Yeah. Now, here, ask Maria your question. Maria, I turn over Malik So Chic to you, Maria.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good, thanks.
What is your question?
Okay, my question is this. So I met this guy about a week and a half ago, and when I first met him, I thought that we really hit it off, and I thought that there was a romantic thing going on. We hung out like every other day since then over the course of last week, but the chemistry has definitely changed, and he told me he was moving to L.A. I'm wondering if there's anything there or if it was all in my head.
Well, like, you already killed it. I mean, you guys went to way too fast. Hear your words. You said we met last week and we saw one another every other day. You cannot do that. That's way too much. Then you both get tired immediately. You did not even give it a chance. Remember, Malik, a little bit old-fashioned stuff. Take your time. Let something grow. I mean, if you put a seed on the ground, you cannot expect it to bloom the next day.
I know. But the thing is, he's moving to LA.
And it's not the first time you've done that. It is not the first time that you've done that, by the way. Do you know what I mean? I think that you've done this before. And I think you're a little bit scared of relationships. That's what I'm getting here. However, you are going to meet someone with a D as in David, D as in Donald, that is really cool person.
Soon?
Yes, as soon as you're ready. Do you smoke cigarettes?
Yes.
Stop.
Okay.
Just stop.
She got
enough.
You, Malik.
Enough.
Okay. She calls
enough,
you.
Enough. Enough Maria, already. You can do it. I know you can do it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right?
I've been working on it. Okay.
Malik, if not, dial 311.
I called 311 and they told me I didn't qualify because I didn't smoke enough.
Oh, wow. Maria sees you quitting. So, Maria, I have a quick question while we have Malik on the line. Do you see Malik working with LA Talk Radio and Max and Friends?
I don't know. Don't ask me personal questions. You cannot ask me questions, Max.
It's about the show, because I have a feeling...
I'm joking, okay? I'm joking. Maybe he's a little flighty and things like that. He's such a free soul, free spirit. You know, if you can get him to... He may be another Tamara.
There you go. So, Malik, you know what? You're going to have fun Wednesday nights at Big Top with Amanda Lepore and Malik So Chic, who is your host. Check it out above Baltimore in New York City. Malik, thanks for calling in, and quit smoking.
Yeah, I'm going to quit smoking. Thank you so much, Max. Thank you, Maria. Have a good night.
Okay, nice talking to you. I enjoyed it.
Ciao.
Okay. He's cool.
Let me tell you, Malik is an amazing person, Maria. He's on a TV show called High Society. He's a big, huge event planner in New York. He is the most amazing person. The costumes he wears to go out, Maria, are just fantastic. You hit the nail on the head with free spirit. Ronan, whenever we have another call, patch on through, Maria, because we have so many people calling. And Ronan says he loves your direct approach. Caller, you're live on LA Talk Radio. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Catherine from New Jersey.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine from New Jersey.
Hi.
Yes.
What's your question for Maria?
What can we do for you?
I'm a teacher.
Kathy, I have a question. How do you know us? How do you know Max's show?
Oh, I'm listening to you guys right now in New Jersey with my friend Michelle. She just got in and you talked to her a little bit ago.
I tell you, people call, it's Max's show, of course, and people call him from all over the world. I mean, I have friends that they call me from all over, literally, from many parts of the world, saying, oh, my God, Maria, we stayed up with the change of the hour and everything. We can't get in. And here you guys, New Jersey, you were able to get in.
We both got in. I'm sitting with Michelle right now.
Great.
Okay. So,
my question is, my question is that I'm a teacher in New Jersey and I teach sixth grade and all the non-tenure teachers got laid off. And my question is, will I have a job next year in the same
Okay, your question is,
will
I have a job next year? I did not understand the first part you told me. You talk a little slower.
Maria, she said she's a teacher in New Jersey. They lost their jobs and she would like to know if she'll have her job next year.
Yeah.
She's going to have a better job next year.
A better job next year.
As a matter of fact, are you looking also for a summer job, not teaching necessarily? Because something will come up with you with a job. It's sort of a business. I get an S initial, so I don't know the S if we describe something that you do and or someone's name. But have you thought of doing something else, like working for yourself?
No, I haven't. I teach special ed.
You will definitely work, I'm telling you. But there's something is coming up that is very special. You will like it. It's related to your work. It's not different. It's different. And it is the job that I get is connected also with a philosophy. In other words, it could be for some organization like children, Christian children, Jewish children, or do you know what I'm saying? There's something very special about this that is coming up next, but it's a little different that as to how you've been doing it.
Yes, you're
going to have a job, but something will come up that you do for yourself. For instance, have you ever thought of writing?
It's with writing?
Have you ever thought of writing creatively?
I was an English major in college.
Because that's what I mean, something of your own. Because you're being pushed right now to get deeper into you and get more stuff out and teach. Teaching is not just a school teaching.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm getting at. You will have a job the way you mean it, okay?
Okay.
But the best thing that's going to happen to you that you don't know it yet is that you're going to get in there and you're going to develop something. I mean, you're getting there, I mean, within you, and write about it. And once you write, you're going to teach millions of people because hoping millions are going to read what you're writing, okay?
Okay, that's great.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Maria, we got the callers tonight, don't we?
Yeah, nice people.
We got some good callers. You know what? I want to tell you something, Maria. I got back, I was in Florida. I just got back from Florida, and the only way I got back from Florida was flying Delta. Delta.com. Flights are on sale now. Check them out. There's a world to explore. Delta.com.
Really?
Yes, I'm going to Mexico next month, and the only plane I'm taking there is
Me
Delta.
Too.
I'm going to a wedding in Mexico.
Where?
I can't tell you on air because it's a celebrity wedding, but after the show, I'll let you know.
Oh, I didn't mean whose wedding. I was talking about the place because I'm going to be going to, not next month, in August, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to Monterrey, Mexico City, and Guadalajara. I'm going to have seminars there.
Speaking of going to all these places, you've got your books, Maria. So why don't you tell people where they can find your books?
Well, my books, they're going to have to wait a little bit. I'm working on them right now. And the book, Why Me, God? The Question That Heals. I hope that it's going to be available the very beginning of next year. But the books that have the European in Greek and Turkish, they can get, I believe, from Amazon.com. It's from Modern Times. The publishing house is Modern Times. And one is one that I think everybody should read is Discover Your Power and Create Your Future.
And everyone has one. Speaking of everyone.
Yes, and that is what I teach Max in my seminars, actually. I teach psychic development for everyday living. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
What is the static?
I don't know. I think we have another caller. Is there another caller on the line?
Yes, there is.
Hi, caller. Can you do me a favor and just turn your radio down and ask your question to Maria?
Hi, Maria. This is Leticia from L.A.
Leticia from L.A. Have we talked before?
Of course, I'm your client. And I just have a question for
Leticia,
you.
Leticia, almost?
Yes.
But you got it. It's static. Do something about the static, Max.
Yes. I have a question for you.
Okay.
I was just wondering.
I cannot do the static. Max,
yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. We just have a bad connection. Leticia, can you do us a favor and call back?
Sure.
Thanks. I don't know what happened, Maria. But I guess, look, you know what it is, Maria? Mercury's in retrograde, so it's messing
it's
up our
not.
Communication. Not
Mercury
yet?
Is not in retrograde.
Oh, so what's going on? We got some kind of Mercury issue here.
A lot of energy. When a lot of energy happens.
Maria,
perhaps,
there's we do have a lot of energy in here tonight.
Yes. And what happened? So we're in time. I tried to make a point. I get interrupted because of the caller. Can the caller wait when I'm talking?
Yeah, well, we could wait. Hold on. So, Ronan, actually, let's take this last call and then we'll go on. Hey, this is Max, and you're talking to Maria on Max and Friends. Who's this?
There's something that's going on with the line.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we tried. What can I
tell
you? Hello? Hi.
Yes?
Is there static?
No, we're good.
Better, much better. No, not really.
Can I ask my question?
Yes, Leticia, of course you can.
I was just wondering, do you see me getting promoted anytime soon?
Getting what?
Promoted at work.
Promoted at work. Are all your issues taken care of?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
I said, are all the issues with your work taken care of?
Not really.
Yeah, I feel as if they have, though. And I feel, yes, you would get promoted. And actually, Leticia, you're going to be given a choice of two things to do.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like is there anyone there with an H initial, J or H initial that you're directly involved with?
Yes.
Yeah. Because that person, to your surprise, would be giving you a choice of like, hey, would you like to do this or would you like to do that? And a little bit sadder for a minute, you're going to think, oh, my God, what am I doing? But it will be good. I see you much, much, much calmer. The energy around you is much better, so you've been doing something right.
Okay.
I think we'll be very soon, actually.
Do you see me making more money, or is it just doing something different?
Well, these are many questions. And I do see you making more money, not much more,
right?
But more money.
Right.
I feel when you get it's very interesting, when you get those two choices that they're going to give you or be offered to you, you may feel, oh, my God, I'm not really interested.
Right.
Like you just want them to offer them to you, but you're not interested.
Right, right.
Wow. That's good. It would be good. Very, very good.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for answering my question.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for your question.
Bye.
Good night. All right, Maria, on a roll. So why don't you tell everyone what your lectures are about, Maria? And Ronan, let's hold the calls for just a moment so Maria can explain exactly what she's going to be doing in Greenwich and what she's doing when she goes on the road with her lectures. Tell us, Maria.
What I do, I teach psychic development in one evening. And psychic development for everyday living. I teach people how to recognize what they have, because every single person on earth is psychic, and develop it. That's all in one evening. Develop, or one afternoon, one morning. Develop it, make it into a tool. Use it for everyday living so one can get more mileage out of life. And we all need this, Max. We need it because we go to our shrink, we go to our friends, to our mother, to our father, but we do not go within enough. That's where all the answers are. So that's what I do. People can read as well as I do and or better in 3 hours psychically, even if they've never done it before, even if they've never gone to a psychic.
Yeah. Well,
I do it all over the world.
We had this conversation tonight at during dinner here at Candlewood Lake with my friend Scott and some other friends of mine that are here, Jack Jr. and Dennis. And, you know, we were talking about intuition versus being psychic, let's say. And my question to you is, you know, when you go to these lectures, I mean, I have the belief too, and I've been to your lecture and they're great. Vanessa Williams was there. It was fun. Maria's got good people going to her lectures. But, you know, and I think what we all came to the conclusion was that people are psychic. And I think with society who wants to outcast the psychic ability, let's say, uses the word in they, it's an intuition.
Well, okay. Intuition is the notion, the idea, the feeling you get when you're being psychic. They both fit. But when you're being psychic means when you're using the ability that your soul, psyche, in Greek, that's all that will happen, the ability that your soul has to pick up. The picking up of the frequency from that someone else emits is called intuition. That's intuitive. But because a lot of people have problems with the word psychic, they started using intuitive. Oh, I'm an intuitive. I said, well, what's the difference? I mean, you're psychic. I mean, I use the word intuitive also, but I'm saying loud and clear, I am a psychic.
Yeah, but now what do you think it is that people have this fear of the word psychic, Maria?
It's misinformation. They don't know enough. Now it's getting less and less. At one time, it was not in. You know what I mean? But now there's so many shows, medium and so forth. So now that it's in, they're not afraid of it so much anymore.
Right.
You know, Max, you ask somebody, have you been to psychic? Oh, no. And they all have.
Of course.
You know what I mean? They all have. They think you know what? I think it's ignorance. I don't like saying it that way, but that's how it is.
No, but you're right. You know what? Listen, the bottom line is that, you know, I think it also has a lot to do with religion, beliefs, and, you know, Maria, please explain to the listeners tonight that the psychic ability is from the dawn of age. You know, it's
First of all, I mean, I do. The interesting thing is that, I believe in God wholeheartedly because that is all there is. And where does this come from? We're talking about our soul. I mean, how much more in tune with God one must be to do a psychic reading?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's different if somebody reads the mind. That's not a psychic reading. Some people that are so ignorant of the subject that they say, oh, you're psychic, read my mind. So, well, I don't do telepathy. I am a psychic. Means I pick up frequencies. It's like radio tuning. Everybody emits certain vibrates on a certain frequency, certain wavelength. I adjust my frequency to theirs, and I listen to their music. And I don't read minds, but the people do not know that.
Yeah.
And that's why I like teaching, Max. That's why I love teaching.
I love your course. We had it. What was the restaurant where we had it?
Kelaris, 20th.
Great food, great atmosphere. But besides that, it was an amazing, amazing. Is it fair to call it a lecture?
No, workshop. It wasn't a lecture. It was a workshop because everybody did psychic readings.
That's
everybody meditated. We meditated, remember?
We did. It was a great workshop, and I encourage you to take one so that you can get in tune with your own intuition, so that you can get in tune with what God is saying.
And you know what it is, Max? Earlier we were talking about what is going on in the world right now, what's going to be happening in our country, and if we knew how to handle this energy, to use this energy that we have a little better and go within, we wouldn't be making so many mistakes because of our fears. Right now, there is an epidemic of fear and paralysis in this country, in the world, but we'll take our own country as to what it is that is going on, what's going on, what's going to happen. And we're so afraid because we think we're not in control of our lives. We are. This is the time, Max, for all of us to take charge of our lives, to think positive, to go within and see what can I do today to improve my life? And one thing that you can do is your mind. You're the only thinker in your universe. Nobody thinks inside your mind. And if, I mean, you, anybody, if one can do that, then they start thinking positive and they turn it around for themselves. If, as individuals, we make this situation turn around for ourselves, then as a whole, we're going to do much better. All of us. I mean, did it ever occur to anyone that we've overdone it, that maybe we are getting a lesson, kind of?
Well, I think the lesson we got to get real quick, Marie, because it's half break and we all got to catch our breath real quick, is that we have to play a song here on LA Talk Radio. So, Maria, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick commercial break with Ronan. You ready to hit it? Oscar's Delmonico Vodka. Did I catch you by surprise, Ronan? We got to pay some bills here. Oscar's Delmonico Vodka. History repeating itself. Celebrate the classic taste of the original Oscar's Delmonico as a super premium vodka. Cheers and sit with him. To purchase Oscar's Delmonico Vodka, please visit horseneck.com or dial 203-869-8944. Celebrate responsibly.
Oh,
This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, and I'm recording live tonight. We're in the studio live. I shouldn't say recording because we're live, but it will be in an archive tomorrow, so that's when recording comes into place. So check out our archives on LA Talk Radio for Max and Friends there, and you can hear the show in its entirety and every show for the last 2 years that I've done in entirety. We've got guests like Eva LaRue from CSI Miami, Sophie B. Hawkins, of course, Damn, Wish I Was Your Lover, June 10th is her concert in Ridgefield, Connecticut. I'm doing the East Coast thing tonight, even though I'm broadcasting for the West Coast. But you know what? I've also got to tell you that there's some great stuff going on right here on LA Talk Radio. There's shows virtually 24 hours a day. So check out latalkradio.com. Now I got to tell you, the song that you just heard was Thomas Hibner. He was on our show before. He's a great songwriter. Remember, Miley Cyrus introduced him to me? And he wrote that song, That You Mean So Much to Me. Thomas Hibner, he's going places. And you heard him here on LA Talk Radio first.
Yes.
Next Sunday, everyone, tune in to the show because we have a brand new debut from Thomas Hibner. We're going to have him on the show for a little bit at the beginning of the show. We're going to play his new song. Thomas Hibner is an amazing songwriter. He didn't sing that song, but he wrote it. So, Maria, speaking of Thomas Hibner, he's a great
Thomas
guy.
Thomas what? What's his last name?
He's 16 years old, 16 or 17 years old.
The last name, it wasn't clear the way you talked so fast.
Oh, sorry. Thomas Hibner, H-I-B-N-E-R.
Hibner. Okay. What is it from?
He's like from the Midwest, I think Tennessee, I'm not sure exactly, but he's so talented, Maria, and I support him here on LA Talk Radio, and there's some great things I see in his future. So I don't know if you have the same feeling, Maria, but I know that this kid is going places.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've got to tell you all, Delta.com is the way to fly. Delta.com, flights are on sale now. Maria. So you know what? Actually, we have a question from Ronan. Now, Ronan holds the fort down here for me on LA Talk Radio. So, Maria, I thought it would only be fair to give Ronan a question. So, Ronan, why don't you bring up a mic and ask Maria a question?
Okay, Ronnie, ask me your question.
Hi, Maria. Here's my question. I'm supposed to meet some people tomorrow for a business meeting. They got some offer for me. And I was wondering if you can see if there will be any positive outcome for me.
If there will be any what?
A positive outcome.
Yes, it will be. Have you met with these people before, or were you supposed to meet with these people before it didn't happen?
Well, actually, I did a work for one of them, and he referred to me to his partner, and now they want me to give them an offer for a bigger job.
Yeah, I feel that would be good, but I'm getting something about Friday. I don't know which Friday, what happens on Friday, but next Friday something great will begin happening. There will be more meetings before you guys get going. But yes, it would be very good.
I see. Okay.
It would be very good. You are a little hesitant, though. You need to learn to speak up.
Okay.
And it is okay to toot your own horn, you know, and tell them what you can do for them, tell them how good you are, because your problem is a little bit, I don't know, if it's low self-esteem when it comes to work, I mean, or indecision or insecurity, I don't know what your story is. Forget what happened in the past about you and work and projects that you wanted to, because the last 3 years were not the easiest. I mean, they were good, but not the easiest. You had to... I hope you've learned your lessons. You had to really try very hard. Now things are getting clear for you. Can you relate to what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely.
Good. Do you speak another language besides English?
Yeah, I'm originally from Israel, so I speak Hebrew as well.
Emet?
Yeah.
Emet?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
You're the second guest we had. Max, what was her name?
We had Sophie B. Hawkins.
Sophie
She's
B.
the
Hawkins.
One. Sophie,
yeah.
Sophie, you spoke Hebrew with on the show.
Yes.
That's funny. When I love it, the better way to read. I need me vina call. But I need vania.
Ah, nifla.
Ani fla, shalom.
I tell you, I have pretty good accent because I lived in LA for a long time, and I mean, I was raised in LA. That's where I'm from, Beverly Hills. So I have many Israeli friends. But you're really going to do well. You're going to do well, but I'd like you to be a little more confident, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Have you made a change with your work, your career the last years?
Yeah, definitely. The last three or...
Because I see that you've gone to a different, to a different area completely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And again, that's what you're going to be doing now. Do you know what I mean? I see new things.
Yeah.
And it would really be very good. And just meditate. I wish I had a class. It would have been good for you right now.
Well, Maria, you know what? I think we're going to get you and Ronan in touch with each other via email because we've got to come to a close pretty soon, Maria. So, Ronan,
well, I'm going to be in LA the 17th of June.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
You know what, Ronan? We'll have Maria go into the studio, directly into the LA studio when she gets out there so she can meet everyone there.
That will be perfect.
That's how
we'll work. Okay, I'm going to be the 17th for 5 days, and you can... Can I give you my number, Ronan?
We'll do it after the show. I'll give it to him directly.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, so Ronan, thanks so much. Ronan, stay on there.
Thank
Maria,
you.
Have a wonderful night. We've got to say goodbye, Maria.
Already?
Already.
You know, you know what I'm doing? Usually, I love listening to you. Like, I catch myself and not, so what is my mind right now? I keep listening to you. I don't know why you do this, Max. Get your butt on television. You're going to be doing more things I told you before. But now that I'm going to be living in New York, I'm not going to leave you alone. In other words, I'm going to be getting to you and working on your metaphysics, working on your goals, working on your meditations about things you want. Because everything out there is waiting to come to you. You're too scattered. You're helping too many people. You're dealing with too many people. Start charging for what you do. You're very talented. You know, I have an attitude toward you. That's why I have not, been even nice to you tonight. Because I know you could be doing so much for you, and you're not doing it, and that gets me angry. I don't want to see any more opportunities pass you by. I want you to concentrate.
We
create our future. I want you to concentrate, think of you. I look at the show. You didn't get anything out of it, and you plugged about 5-6 different people from airlines to this, to this, to that. Do they do that for you?
Well, I know, but I got to pay the bills here.
Well, I do understand. That's wonderful. It was an example. I'm glad you did. What I'm saying is...
You know what? I agree.
You give a lot. I want you to... Something has to change, but I'm going to tell you that in private. Something has to change because the beautiful, wonderful rose-petaled clouds ready to break around you and rain roses and gold in you.
And I receive them and I accept them. So we'll start with that change.
So right? Michael
Jackson said, Maria, I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Okay, we're going to do some talking because there's some great, 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 great stuff right now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to name and get somebody green, Mr. Green, Greenwald, Green, the word green. Again, an M is a Mark Michael Mary of direct assistance work, doing things and making a lot of money and success.
I receive it. Now, Maria, let everyone know what telephone number they can reach you on so they can do a direct psychic reading with you.
You know, the major number is 212-935-4441. They call that. Somebody will answer it. Leave a message or somebody will answer it. Doesn't matter who they're calling. This is a great number to call, 212-935-4441. If they're in LA, they can call that number. If they're in New York, they can call that number. If they're in Texas, they're anywhere, they can call that number.
And the number again is
212-935-4441. And Max, I really want to, our friends, I want to ask them something. Please do not add me as a friend of Facebook at Maria Papapetros. Go to my fan club, Maria Papa Petro's yes. fan club. That account, the first one, is full. It does okay. not take any more people. Or Maria B. Papa Petro's. Or Maria.
Maria, everybody loves you. That's what the thing is. And everyone can
I
get
know, but they go to my name and it doesn't
I know,
work.
But you know what? The best thing to do is forget Facebook. Get on the telephone, people. 212-935-4441 is Maria's number to book an appointment with her. MariaPapaPetros.com. Maria, I love you, but I have to say goodnight to you because we got to get going and wrap this show up. So
yes, and if you can call me, I have a question for you tonight or tomorrow.
I'm going to call you right after the show.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Good night, Maria.
Thank
All
you.
Right, everyone. Well, thanks so much for tuning in to Max and Friends. It's Bye. Been a wonderful pleasure having you here. Tomorrow, it's like June already, people. Can you believe this? So on that note, please, I know if you're listening to this, you're already like where you're supposed to be. But if you're drinking and you're going to drive, opt not to drive. Stay where you are. Get into your friend's bed. You never know. You could be lovers. So on that note, my friends, that's what I say all the time because, you know, I mean it and I love you and I want to see you all. See you because I can virtually see you when I close my eyes. But I want to have you all be here with me. It's tired. It's been a long day. Candlewood Lake is fantastic. It's the key party. Let the key party begin, my friends. However, don't throw keys in there. Throw your business card. Let's make it hip and fun. What am I saying? Good night. Have a wonderful week. Take life to the max, and I'll see you next Sunday on Max and Friends. Ronan, thanks again for filling in. Tamara, do your thing, and I got to go. Ronan, peace him out. Bye, guys.